station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Nice! Nice! Yeah, nice! Nice!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise at the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead here, and coming up in the next hour and a half, a whole bunch of stuff in preparation for tomorrow, namely the 24 hours of radio art that CITR celebrates every January 17th, celebrating the birth of art. Yes, my favorite day of the year, tomorrow, starting at midnight tonight, I guess. Well, January 17th starts at midnight. 24 hours of the most way out there sound. However, getting on to the set. First and foremost, let me thank Allison from Pop Rocks for playing some Anthony Braxton right before I came on off of the Music Works 99 CD. Because that actually coincidentally ties into what we're going to hear in the next half hour. Some fairly free jazz kind of skronk. And just because Ornette Coleman's coming next month to the Chan Center here on the UBC campus, that is not to be missed. And we're going to start off, though, with a very, very rarity and oddity. Sing Me a Song of Song Me, a fantasy for electromagnetic tape. Featuring Freddie Hubbard and his quintet with reciters, chorus, string orchestra, Hammond organ, synthesized and processed sounds, composed and realized by Ilhan Mimaroglu. First and foremost, Freddie Hubbard, fairly well-known jazz trumpeter in the late 60s, founded his first band when he was only 22. The Jazz Contemporaries, roommated with Eric Dolphy and Quincy Jones in the early 60s. He's played with all of the greats. Wayne Shorter, he was a member of the Jazz Messengers, like most horn players were back in that day. He's also featured on what I consider four incredibly necessary jazz records, namely Ornette Coleman's Free Jazz, Oliver Nelson's Blues and the Abstract Truth, Eric Dolphy's Out to Lunch, and John Coltrane's Ascension. So, however, he threw everyone for a loop in 1971 when he joined forces with composer Ilhan Mimaroglu from Turkey. Mr. Mimaroglu, best known for his soundtrack work, he composed the score for Fellini's Satyricon. So that'll give you an idea where he's coming from. And this album out on Atlantic Records kind of went unnoticed because it featured Freddie Hubbard, namely in the main title. So that alienated most avant-garde music fans, and the weirdness of the record alienated most jazz fans, and the record fell through the cracks of obscurity. We're going to hear side two of Sing Me a Song of Song Me featuring Freddie Hubbard and his quintet with reciters, chorus, string orchestra, Hammond organ, synthesized and processed sound, composed and realized by Ilhan Mimaroglu.
Thank you.
U.S. Army private first class. For freedom, you shoot down your own freedom. Your body lies crucified on a steel cross. That cross has profit and forced labor at each end. And cells and abuse. Your palm bleeds whenever they shake your hand. Who are you on the tongue of these hills which might go loose? You, black man, U.S. Army private first class. You are the night which has locked itself into darkness.
đời mẹ du tôi. Ngủ đi con, mọi khi người ta chém giết. Đi con, mọi khi bom đạn sẽ chờ. Khi con ngủ, mẹ sẽ ra ngoài sân chôn những xác người bị chết đêm nay, lấp lại mảng mái tranh người ta vừa đốt cháy ban chiều. Khi con tỉnh giấc, mẹ sẽ mở cửa phía những cánh đồng chưa cháy để một khi gió vào, con không ngủ được một bom nào. Mà khi con quan quan trước những lỗ bom xoáy vào lòng đất và những ngôi mả mới, mẹ sẽ đổ lỗi cho giông tố đêm qua, cơn giông tố mà mẹ đã đặt vào hồn con không thể chịu nổi. Khi con lớn, người ta sẽ dạy cho con về trận chiến này. Và con biết mẹ đã dối con, nhưng trong tim con hãy nhớ cơn giông tố mẹ kể cho con. Vì giông tố mang đau thương tan tóc, nhưng không mang hận thù. Sau giông tố, mỗi con người hèn mọn sẽ cảm thấy gần gũi nhau hơn. Phải không con?
And yet there could be love and kisses as the purple grass embraces the pink grass. And yet there could be love and kisses as the crimson branch and the green branch caress. And yet there could be love and kisses as a black tiger fondles the white tigress. I hope love will never, never forsake me.
Thank you.
two absolutely incredible jazz recordings from the same year, 1971. That was Mr. Ornette Coleman off of his legendary album Science Fiction, with the title track Science Fiction, with some way out narration. Ornette Coleman going to be in our fair city Sunday, February 17th at the Chan Center here at the campus of UBC, presented by our very own Coastal Jazz and Blues Society. And I got to warn you, tickets ain't cheap, so get them while they're expensive, I guess. Before that, a very, very, very rare recording, Freddie Hubbard with Ilhan Mimaroglu, Sing Me a Song of Song Me. We heard it, the entire second side of that record. Monodrama, Black Soldier, Interlude Number 1, Interlude Number 2, And Yet There Could Be Love, and Postlude. And I really hope our the host of our jazz show, the jazz show, Gavin Walker, is listening, because I've got a stinking feeling he hasn't heard that one. Gavin's pretty hard to stump, and I think this album, Sing Me a Song of Song Me, is a great way to start. We're going to keep it kind of swinging jazzy, I guess. I'm digging the whole feel and stuff, so we'll keep it going. If you want to hear anything, though, don't hesitate to give me a shout here at 822-2487. Keep it weird. Keep it noisy. This is something I haven't played in a really long time. This is The Rachels on CITR.
Straight.
Experimental days of broadcasting as such are over.
Thursday, January 17th, CITR celebrates art's birthday with another 24 hours of radio art.
To confuse.
The art of sounds. Thursday, January 17th, midnight to midnight, 24 hours of radio art. Happy birthday, Art, from CITR 101.9 Vancouver, for CITR.ca.
Well, of course, that's the sound you don't hear very often. But it is the real thing.
You must keep reminding yourself. It's just a
sound collage.
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 Only a madman could understand it all.
I can understand that.
Oh, yes. 11 and a half hours from now, CITR celebrates 24 hours of radio art, my favorite day of the year. And trust me, we have some very, very, very amazing stuff lined up, not only locally, but internationally as well. Yes, midnight tonight, we kick off 24 hours of Radio Art. So please join us in celebrating art's birthday. We love the birth of art, and we love art here at CITR 101.9 FM. This show is a noise. Luke meets the name. Let's go through what you heard in the last half hour there. We started you off with Rachel's, I still don't know how to define these guys and gals, indie chamber rock, I don't know, Juilliard-trained musicians out on the Quarter Stick Records label, better known for releasing kind of avant rock bands such as June of 44 and the Chicago Underground Ilk, but their debut album, you heard their handwriting, Mademoiselle d'Aguirre was the name of the track there. After that, by request, Can off of the Tego Mago reissue with Mushroom. Keeping with a Krautrock reissue vein, we played some Guru Guru after that. Off of these compilations, or not compilations, excuse me, reissues that are out, I believe by Cleopatra, that come with, it's just a one sheet piece of paper, colored vinyl, but it comes with a patch and a button featuring said band, and they've so far have re-released the first two Chrome albums, they've released a couple of Brain Ticket albums, they've released Guru Guru, and tied in there with Guru Guru, we had some Acid Mother's Temple. That's going out to all of our friends downstairs at Sprouts, working their fingers to the weeds, giving you the best in non-carnivorous snacks, what have you. I've got a joke for them. Did you hear about the vegan zombie? He just walked around saying, grains. Yeah, Sprouts, downstairs here at the UBC campus at the AMS building. Acid Mother's Temple with Pink Lady Lemonade. I want to drink you live from the Devil's Triangle. We're going to get into some electronic territory now, keep you upbeated. I played this last week, and I'm going to play it again because I really, really dug it. Pansonic have a brand new album out. Kato Div Ahi is the name of the record, and it comes to us from the folks at Blast First Recordings. And this track is entitled Lahti's Transmission. Black Dice off of their newest one, Load Blown, on Pawtrax Records. Not a bad release, considering I haven't thought much of these guys really ever. Good little record, though. Load Blown is the name of the album. I don't know if that's a dig against their previous label, Load Records out of Providence, Rhode Island. I hope not, because Load Records absolutely positively rules. If you need anything, if you just see Load on it, just buy it. It's fucking amazing. We have Severed Heads before that. Come Visit the Big Bigot. Their cover of Strange Brew by Cream. Yeah, that's a pretty twisted take on it. And before that, something brand new. Panasonic, their newest one. Kato de Valle. And with Laity's Transmission. Well, we're going to just wrap up the show here. Stay tuned. We got some uninterrupted jams at 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, we have Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock is today. It is normally Rumbletone Radio Go-Go, but it's going to take you a trip back to the earlier days of CITR, because Motor Daddy's going to be in the house. Yes, Motor Daddy, the best in rock and roll motorcycle garage music. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway. Best in CanCon, 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis, Best Folk Show in Vancouver with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Ms. Julia. And 11 o'clock, Hans Claus's Misery Hour. And then midnight, 24 hours of radio art. And please join us and tune in anytime from the hours of midnight to midnight tomorrow. We're going to leave you, as always, we always do, the Nurse with Wound list. I'm so happy that this one made it. Life with the Lions, Unfinished Music number 2 by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Their second installment on the Zappel Records label, further alienating Beatles fans and critics alike. This is going to gear us up for 24 hours of radio art. This track is called Radio Play. That's it for me, and until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now. Thank you.
February 20th. Tune in all night long for the Homeless